And another session summary from the Barcamp Open Science. With me is Hannes. Hi, Hannes.
Hi, Konrad.
So maybe you can briefly introduce yourself.
I'm head of the Open Data team at RKI. The RKI is the governmental agency on public health and disease control. We were quite popular during the corona pandemic, and I built up together with our team there the open data publishing process and the open data infrastructure.
Yeah, thank you. Many people were building upon that. And what you shared in your session was an overview how you use GitHub to make all this happen, or one part of your workflow system and everything. Maybe you can give a brief overview what you presented there.
Yeah, so when I joined the RKI in 2021, there was clear we have to set up our open data publishing system in a completely new way. And since it was still the pandemic and a quite intense phase of the pandemic, we had to move very quick, and there was not much time to buy new software, deploy it, get a contractor and stuff. So we said, okay, let's see what's out there and how can we use it. And interestingly, the community of data scientists and data journalists were organizing themselves on GitHub, scraping RKI data, cleaning it there and providing it to themselves. And we said, well, if they can do it, we can do that too. And so we decided to use GitHub for publishing our data and also for the interaction with the community. And since GitHub is actually not meant as a data repository, we added Zenodo as a European service with long-time archiving, versioning, DOI, attribution into our portfolio, and started to publish data on GitHub and Zenodo. And since we wanted to automate the process as much as possible, we used GitHub Actions to publish the data on Zenodo. So we actually could set up a process working on any Windows system, on any Linux system with Git, pushing data to GitHub. And when GitHub gets triggered by a new data upload, the data was automatically sent to the Zenodo API. And so actually no interaction from our side was necessary. And we got a really fair publishing process, and it's running since then and working quite well. The community was pleased.
Yeah, sounds very good. And I mean, it had definitely some impact. And plus, you got stuff done in a very stressful time. Are you using this also for other purposes? Are you extending this? Are people already coming to you asking, okay, how did you do this? How could we do this as well? Do you see this already? Or do you think more people need to be made aware of this kind of solution?
Well, actually, that's what I'm doing right now. So we did set it up. It's all on GitHub. It's reusable. It's open source. We hope to inspire some other organizations to maybe set up the process themselves and use it that way. And we are currently in negotiation with the Ministry for Health. And I mean, open data is becoming a more and more important topic to the German government, and we have laws passed that encourage agencies to publish their data. And we did set up the process, and it's working quite well now, and now we try to share the knowledge and hope to get feedback, hope to inspire other people to use it and make it more usable too. That's part of having the interview with you.
Yeah, thank you so much and giving this insight here briefly. And now I hijack you a little bit, because we were afterwards, we're in another session also in terms of looking for the exodus from GitHub to GitLab. And there was quite a debate if this is actually needed. And as Julian had to leave, I would like to maybe have a brief discussion with you. I was in there as well, so maybe we can have a shared view on this. And I think you started in a way in the very beginning, you asked, okay, why should we anyway move away? Maybe you can summarize that.
I guess the starting point of the discussion was that with Twitter, we see that if some tech organization is like, the ownership is transformed, is changing, and new rules are applied, it can destroy a complete ecosystem. And GitHub is now owned by Microsoft since 5 years, and at the beginning, there was also a debate among the community, should we migrate to a different platform? I mean, it's always a threat or a possibility that terms of services are changing and you can't do anything about that. And it might kill your process, it might kill your community, and it's a risk you take by using a platform like GitHub. And of course, there are other issues, not just that it's a private organization or a company. It's a US service, and since we have different data protection perspectives in Europe than in the US, it's also something that shouldn't be ignored. For the moment, I'd say in our practice, we don't observe any major problems, and GitHub works fantastic in many ways, and the community is there. And we had this first time experience that really a community evolved around the data set, and we got in touch with the community. They were contributing to the data, to our processes, and this was really a fruitful, inspiring process. And especially for the open science realm and the open data realm, I'd say this is a real success story. But of course, we have to keep in mind that things can change, and that especially from a German governmental position, a US service poses some problems. And of course, in the future, we should look into how could we secure our system, our data, how can we push to GitLab instances on a European level, on a German level, in order to diversify the community, in order to give choices to the community. If they don't want to contribute on GitHub, they can contribute somewhere else. And so I think this was really fruitful to discuss it, and it's important to keep the topic in mind.
Yeah, and I mean, the advantages, if we compare, let's say, Twitter and Mastodon and GitHub and GitLab, we see the possibility to move. I mean, Git itself is an open source product. We can move stuff there and pushing, let's say, issues and this kind of thing. Maybe you lose stars and so on, right? But in principle, it's something that is migratable. And, and I think you also described this, that you basically have automatic workflows that automatically publish to different platforms, and by this have this diversification that you're talking about. And if the shit hits the fan, right? we can still move, right? I mean, that was
one. Yes, of course. I mean, Git is a tool independent of the remote, so you can push it to any instance, and GitHub is a really popular one, but you will never lose the information on locally unless you delete it. And what we did, we did set up an action on GitHub that pushes the data to open code. It's a new GitLab instance of the Innenministerium. So if really someone says, I want to use Git but not GitHub, then you can go to open code and fork, comment, follow there. And this is like a first step of like diversifying the infrastructure. And we had the idea in this session to gather actions relevant for NFDI in that context. And also offer them as GitHub actions, but also as GitLab actions, in order to secure interoperability for future platforms.
Yeah, and one has to say there are plenty of GitLab instances running in academic institutions. We also, and not everybody's aware, there is at EUDAT, so on a European level, there's an instance. So in general, there are many, many options, and luckily we have here easy way to transfer or have things in parallel. You can also push stuff to the node or to other places. So in principle, we are in a luxury situation here, but still it's good to make people aware of that, right?
Totally agree.
All right, any last words that we'd like to share?
No, I just can say it was really a really nice experience being here at the Open Science Barcamp. It's a really nice community and a really fruitful atmosphere, and I thank you very much for all the effort you put in.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts here and hosting the session. See you around. Bye.
See you around.